of the 2019 Q's Symposium here in the Bahamas. It's going to be sad to leave this island, you know? It's been such a hospitable place for the last few days here, and the content inside here has been second to none as well. So, oh, and by the way, look who I ran into, Dee Dee Myers from DDJ Myers. How are you, Dee Dee?
I'm doing fine, Mike. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, always a pleasure having you in the studio lounge and in a tropical setting makes it even that much better.
You always make me smile.
Well, I try.
Yeah, please. Yeah, absolutely.
So how's the before we get into our topic, how's the conference going for you?
Conference as usual is great. Everything I hear from the participants, it's first class agenda. Mm-hmm. They really enjoy the networking, you know, and the food and the sky and the facility. Mm-hmm. Great learning. I've seen a lot of groups of people work together after the sessions and reporting back like, well, this is great. Mm-hmm. Really helping to structure positive relationships going forward.
Indeed. And what I've noticed here is this is a very engaged group of folks. I mean, they're here for a specific reason and they're working together. I've never seen more interaction at a conference.
A lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. A lot of buzz.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about our topic at hand here.
Sure.
CEO onboarding or key steps to successful CEO onboarding. What's the 411 here? What's the summary?
Well, the 411, okay, so we looked at our offer and search, which we've been doing 30 years this April.
Bless you. Sorry.
30 years this April. We love it. 30 years is April and looking at, okay, you know, what's going on in the industry? What does the industry really need? So a lot of new CEOs and a lot of board chairs rolling off as well, terming out or deciding to retire and do something else. And so there's a big gap there in terms of how do we work together? What's best for the organization? Mm-hmm. So we have in our search process, we have offboarding. So we work with the board, particularly the chair of the executive search committee, how to offboard their current CEO.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that. Is it kind of like an exit interview type of thing? A bit more in depth or something?
It can start about 6 months before last day.
Okay.
And really itemizing what are the things or steps or actions that the current CEO is going to continue to take? Mm-hmm. And then what probably should wait for the next CEO? So for example, if you're a CEO and your last day is tomorrow, should you really sign a contract for a new core processor?
Not really, no.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah,
and they sound common sense, but we've seen some of that kind of thing in the industry. So we work with them to have a list and it's negotiated and that's helping for a smoother transition exit strategy. And at the other end, you know, so we're bookmarking these, is the onboarding. So new CEO is hired, and so this onboarding session can happen before the CEO walks in the door or within a few days afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm real excited because chairs and vice chairs are really engaging in this. Mm-hmm. So the way the structure is we work together for a couple weeks creating an agenda. Mm-hmm. We have some specific items at DDJ that we think should be covered, and then what's important to that organization. Mm-hmm. It's usually a day, sometimes a little more than a day. It starts early in the morning, kind of a semi-formal environment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with a lot of robust conversation.
I would think getting to the incoming CEO as soon as possible would be the optimum to get them fully on board, fully up to speed, so their first day they're not stumbling and all that type of stuff,
right,
which I could see could happen very easily if you're not up to speed on a lot of things. I think that would be kind of par for the course, you think?
Well, so the new CEO, one of the questions they often have is, how do I build relationship, or what kind of relationship should I have with the chair? What was the last relationship or the relationship with the last CEO, and what's the carry forward there? So we want to take away all those questions and all maybe a little anxiety and just put it out. So the topics usually cover what's going on in strategic planning, where they are in their strategic planning cycle. Mm-hmm. The CEO might inherit an existing strategic plan or might have to key up a new cycle.
Gotcha.
So we want to know where all that is.
Right.
And then what's the government's framework? You know, how does the board govern? What are the decisions that the CEO has responsibility for? Mm-hmm. What are the decisions that the board has responsibility for? And then where should they need to consult with each other? Mm-hmm. Just making all that really explicit. The new CEO likes to get an overview of the existing C-suite team from the perspective of the board, and that helps. That really helps on the new CEO on board than the new ones. Also looking at what metrics or how the board is going to assess the performance of the CEO. That's not always explicit first day on the job, because the CEO still needs to spend 90 or 120 days doing an assessment. Mm-hmm. But it's nice for them to put together a plan on how that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Most important thing is trust. How do they build trust?
Right.
How do they heal trust when it's broken? Because mm-hmm. once there's trust, it's always going to break down. But how do we re-engage with it? How do we declare, oh, we had a trust breakdown. Mm-hmm. Let's step in and have that conversation and get it fixed. Gotcha. Those are the key things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned, hey, this might be a good idea for a current CEO who's in for the long term, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, to kind of revisit every couple of years. So can you explain that process?
Yeah, it's always good for the chair and CEO who have been working together for a long time to take time away from the busyness of life and say, okay, how are we doing? Mm-hmm. How are we doing? How are we doing strategic plan? How are we doing measurements? Am I being, as CEO, am I being assessed and what's most important? We can talk about compensation. We can talk about, you know, what's behind the job description that's not been explicit. You know, so some boards might have an expectation of the CEO that's not been explicit mm-hmm. and maybe not communicated.
Yeah, yeah.
So really deconstructing and constructing, like, how do we want to engage in relationship going forward? So I think that's powerful to do. It'd be great to do it every year, at least every other year.
Yeah, I agree. It's
very powerful.
Mm-hmm,
very
mm-hmm.
powerful. A lot of people say, in both for the new CEO and the existing CEO, a whole day. But then at the end of the day, they go, wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
We could have taken more time. We should do this again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I also say that it needs to be facilitated by somebody who understands the organization, understands the roles, and I encourage people not to facilitate this themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really need to have an expert facilitator to help bring out what the blind spots are.
Yeah, it seems to me it's kind of like an in-depth engine tune-up.
You know? Yeah, I love it's
something
that. Yeah, absolutely.
That you got to do to keep the engine running at its optimum
absolutely,
speed.
Absolutely, because so. You don't do that, you get down the road and you got a nail in the tire or your cable loose.
Yeah, bam. Some low oil, you're done.
Yeah, I know. Been there.
Me too.
Yeah.
So the obviously, I think we both know the answer, the importance of it all, but I just want to hear your take on it. So why is this process so important?
Well, a couple things is our mission is to help organizations step into their potential. The other thing is that as an executive search consultant, I can make a bold statement that we've never had to do a replacement CEO search. And I don't know any other organization that can say that. And I want
that.
To do that. Because if you want to make sure that the board and the CEO are aligned, the chair and the CEO are aligned,
mm-hmm.
So they can do the work that needs to be done.
Right.
So we want to take care of our reputation. We want to also have the organization manage their reputation mm-hmm. and their relationship.
Yep. I totally agree with you. And I think the deeper that relationship is, the better the organization is going to run. I think in any industry, you'd think. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So very cool. All right. Anything else? Any final words of wisdom, Dee Dee?
Enjoy the rest of the conference.
Indeed. Can't help not do that here. So
right.
Very cool. Dee Dee, thank
Thanks,
you so
my
much.
Pleasure.
Oh my gosh. Always a pleasure. Dee Dee J. Myers. Dee Dee Myers.
Thank you. Go check